Plans for ceremonies in Iraq on June 30th are a closely guarded secret. There are fears that terrorists will try to upstage events marking the handover of Iraqi sovereignty. For the most part, events are expected to be low-key. But one event is likely to attract a lot of attention. The U.S. will hand legal custody of Iraq's most famous prisoner, Saddam Hussein, over to the Iraqi government. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
How to convince Iraqis that the country is a different place on June 30th. How to convince them when 130,000 foreign troops are still in Iraq. Show them Saddam Hussein. That is what Iraq's prime minister is planning as a televised centerpiece for the June 30th handover, according to Mowafaq al-Rabai, Iraq's national security advisor.
We're going to show an American soldier handing over Saddam Hussein to an Iraqi policeman, and that Iraqi policeman is going to handcuff Saddam Hussein and take charge of him. And I don't know, I leave it to that policeman to do whatever he wanted to do to Saddam Hussein then and there.
Saddam has been in U.S. custody for 6 months after American soldiers captured him in a hole in the ground near his hometown of Tikrit. His status as prisoner of war ends when sovereignty returns to Iraq on June 30th. Iraqi officials say on that day they will produce a warrant for Saddam's arrest.
I think that will be an important defining image, put it this way.
Barham Saleh, a deputy prime minister, says Saddam's arrest will also be a powerful signal that Iraqis can determine their future.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen for real. And for somebody like myself who have been in the struggle, my generation was raised basically waiting for that day. It's coming.
For the Iraqi government, much of the transfer of authority has already taken place. In more than half of the government ministries, American advisors who had vast powers to run the country are now packing up. Some have already gone home. U.S. officials are taking a low-key approach to the ceremonies on June 30th. The televised arrest is a plan put forward by the Iraqi prime minister and will likely overshadow every other event, says Rabai.
I can tell you it will send a huge sense of thrill throughout the hearts and minds of the Iraqis.
For Iraq's Shia Muslims and Kurds, who suffered the most under Saddam's rule, the arrest begins the process of accountability that they have long demanded. For Rubai, the arrest is more than a symbol. It is a demonstration of a new era in Iraq.
Well, not only the symbol, we want the actual things to happen, and we wanted for our people to see that we are taking charge of Saddam Hussein and he is in our custody.
The question of Saddam's physical custody is not entirely clear. American officials say they will turn over legal custody to a sovereign Iraqi government, but will continue to guard Saddam until Iraqis can guarantee his security. It's also not clear how much authority American diplomats and generals will have over Iraqi affairs after June 30th. After 25 years of dictatorship and 14 months of occupation, the new Iraqi government, unelected and untested, has to demonstrate what sovereignty means. Arresting Saddam is the symbol of the day. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.